If you're anything like me, you're bad at asking for help, like weirdly bad at it. I've been a busy gal for a long time now. Kids, partner, my own business, all the things that make for a full life these days. And my instinct always was to just white knuckle it and do it all myself. But I say it on this show all the time. Ask for help. You don't have to do it all. And meanwhile, there I was doing it all. And I finally changed all that, from my podcast editor to the person who got 10 years of photos off my phone and into albums I actually look at. I found amazing people to help me on Upwork, and I've been using them for the last 8 years. And you don't need a business for any of this, any project, any size, planning an event, sorting out something at home, finally handling the thing on your list you keep avoiding. Upwork lets you find, hire, and pay expert freelancers all in one place. With Business Plus, you can access the top 1% of talent on Upwork, and with AI-powered shortlisting, you'll get matched to the right freelancer in under 6 hours. No endless searching required. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to connect with top talent ready to help you and your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com. So much is written about how to stop negative thoughts, but I'm here with something new. How about not having negative thoughts at all? Or if they pop up, to be able to swat them away like a fly. Do you have negative thoughts that you just can't seem to stop thinking? If you've tried tools to stop negative thoughts and you haven't been successful, then this episode is for you. The issue is that you've been going about stopping negative thoughts the wrong way. Namely, you wait until you have them and then try to stop them. There's something I call the goodbye negative thinking trinity. And when you use it consistently, you'll be able to alter your negative thoughts to such a degree that they either don't crop up, that they don't bother you, and number one, that they no longer have power in your life. So stay tuned. I'm Dr. Abby Metcalf, and I'm a number one Amazon best-selling author, TEDx speaker, and all-around relationship maven. With over 30 years of experience helping people create connected and happy relationships. Combining my hands-on experience and all the latest research, I've created actionable tips and tools you can apply quickly and easily to create lasting change in your relationship today. So let's get to it. You're here! I'm so excited! Yeah, baby, we've been doing October, say goodbye to negative thinking month. That's right. And today I'm going to talk about truly saying goodbye to negative thinking in this, what I call the goodbye negative thinking trinity. And I'm going to tell you right now that it's simple and that it can be easy if you make the trinity a priority in your life. And the trinity, you know, there's three pieces to it. They work in formation, they work together. So the next couple weeks, what I want to do is really break down each part of the trinity so you can practice and integrate each piece week by week. If you're looking for an overnight fix to say goodbye to negative thoughts, there isn't one. So not only is it not here, but it's nowhere. So don't listen to anybody who tells you that. They're going to hypnotize you out of negative thoughts or something else. Nothing happens overnight. Of course it doesn't. However, if you're willing to give it a few weeks with me, you're going to be amazed at the progress you can make in really a relatively short amount of time. It's amazing. You've probably had these thoughts for years and years, decades even, and to get, you know, really alter them dramatically within a few weeks, come on, that's pretty good. So I'm super excited because I have another amazing gift for you to help you integrate your learning this week quickly and easily. I'm excited about this one. I've had a few clients already use it and they were just loving it. So you've got to stay to the end to get all the fabulousness. And why would you want to leave me early anyway? So it's all coming at you. And before we jump in, I want to let you know that you can get my book for free on Audible, How to Be Happily Married, Even If Your Partner Won't Do a Thing. And even if your partner is doing something, this is a great book to use. If you're single, it's a great book to use. If you read the reviews on Amazon, you'll see single people, gay and lesbian people, straight, everything, single, you know, in a partnership, both working, one working. The feedback has been tremendous, and I'm really proud of the book. And it's on Audible, and you can get it for free by, you know, you sign up for Audible. They give you like a 3-month trial, and you get free books. So you can literally go get my book for free. And if you're already on Audible, what better way to use your credit than on my book and hear my fabulous voice telling you all about it? So get my book, get over to Audible, check it out. You're really going to love it. And I'm really proud of it. It's going to truly help change your life. So let's get going. So the very best thing you can do to say goodbye to negative thoughts is to get in front of them. So again, this is this sort of holy trinity I have, the goodbye to negative thinking trinity. And today we're going to talk about one of the pieces of the trinity. And that first piece is to start your day with positive momentum. Getting in front of these feelings, it's huge. It will actually, what our problem is often is that we don't stop them before they start. And this negative momentum just bites us in the ass all day. So, and I talk about momentum a lot because one of the big issues I see is that you allow yourself to have the negative thoughts. They're sneaking in all day. And then as the day wears on, they get worse and worse. You get fatigued. You've been battling them all day. And you know, next thing you know, you're binge watching something on Netflix, eating a pint of Haagen-Dazs, you know, just or drinking your wine and your dark chocolate because that's healthier, right? And you're just going, what did I just do? What's going on? Where's my life? And this is the proverbial car rolling down the hill. I talk about it a lot. You know, if you have a car on top of a hill and it starts to roll down, do you want to try to stop it as close to the top as possible? Or are you going to wait at the bottom of the hill to stop that car? And most people I talk to are waiting at the bottom of the friggin' hill. You're waiting at the bottom of the hill, or you're waiting 3/4 of the way down, and it's smashing you. You're getting killed under that thing. So we want to stop that car close to the top of the hill as possible, and you start your day the freshest with the most willpower you're going to have for the day. And that's the time to get in front of any negative thinking, right? Now, some of my clients report waking up with this feeling of dread. Literally, they open their eyes and they have this feeling of dread. If this is you, then you've got to get right in there and stop the thoughts before they take over any more than that initial feeling you're already having. So put a sticky on your alarm clock or whatever else you need to do to make it happen, but to really get ahead of this momentum in what I'm going to teach you today. So it's especially important for you. And again, instead of waiting to, you know, combat a negative thought, the goal is to build up the positive reserves so you can deal with them effectively or really not have them at all eventually, or have them be, again, so muted that you barely notice them. So you want to get in front of them. You want to get ahead of the momentum and stop them before they start. And I'm going to share with you quickly, there was researchers at the University of Tier in Germany, and they found, get this, that we get stressed right at the beginning of our day just by waking up. Within minutes of waking up in the morning, you release a bunch of stress hormones because you start thinking of the day you have ahead of you, which triggers this fight, flight, or freeze response. So if you wake up thinking, you know, I didn't get enough sleep, I'm so exhausted, fight, flight, or freeze. If you wake up with, you know, this dread and this doom, fight, flight, or freeze. You know, you again, you're getting all these hormones, or, you know, you get out of bed, you're like, oh, I got to get going. I got this and this and this to do, and I got to get my shower done, and then I'm going to do this. It's all bad. It's all releasing these stress hormones. So, you know, cortisol comes flooding into your bloodstream. And to combat this, again, you want to start your day with more positive feelings, positive thoughts. And I'm going to give you the how-to in just a moment. There's three little pieces to this part of the Trinity. But first, I want to talk about what not to do. And I want to be, I'm going to stomp on this. I'm going to jump on this. I'm on my soapbox. You know, get ready. If you're driving, focus up. If you're walking around doing laundry or something, you're out walking the dog, focus up. So here's what not to do. Do not use your snooze button ever again. It's done. You are done with the snooze. And it's crucial. And I'm going to tell you the four key reasons why. I really want you to hear this because you sort of, you know, it's like, don't use it. Okay, it's not a good idea. I'm going to tell you specifically why it's not a good idea. What, not just why it's not a good idea, why it's literally bad for you and making you more tired, more tired. So first thing, snoozing ruins. There's a behavioral conditioning between the stimulus, your alarm, and the response, getting your butt out of bed. It's a stimulus response. That's how we do everything in life. You remember Pavlov's dogs, I have no doubt. And if you were to get out of bed the first time the alarm goes off, it would eventually become an automatic response and the struggle goes away. It goes away, I swear. This is true in my own life. It's true in my clients' lives who do this. I'm telling you, thousands of people at this point I've had change their lives with not and being shocked every time, like, wow, I'm not tired anymore. I know. So that's only the first reason. The second thing is, and this is really important, that the morning alarm struggle ends up having lasting effects on your day because of something called sleep inertia, grogginess. Okay, the sleep inertia, this grogginess, which leaves you sort of weak and struggling to perform even basic tasks. And there's been studies that have found this sleep inertia can take 2 to 4 hours to shake, even when you feel fully alert. So you're at your desk 2 hours later, 3 hours later, but believe it or not, you're feeling like you're there. You are actually not as productive as you would be. It could be. You still have cognitive delays. You still have this sluggishness, this grogginess inside. Is that crazy? The sleep inertia. Nuts. So we don't need that, right? We want to get through our day easily. Reason number three, and this is from Robert Rosenberg, who's the medical director of the Sleep Disorder Center of Prescott Valley and Flagstaff, Arizona. And he wrote a great book. I'll link to it in the notes, but says that if you snooze and start to fall back asleep after that first alarm, so you know, the snooze goes off, you fall back asleep after the alarm, your body gears up for another full cycle of sleep. So when the second alarm jerks you awake during the beginning now of your next sleep cycle, that incomplete cycle is what leaves you with worse sleep inertia. Again, you end up with this sleep and grogginess residue, which makes you more tired all day. Then guess what you want? Caffeine and sugar for half the day just to get yourself moving. This in turn affects your night's sleep again and your rest. So sometimes people fall asleep. They're like, oh, I drink caffeine till 10 o'clock at night. It doesn't bother me. It absolutely is affecting your sleep, the quality of your sleep. And you really, it's a nasty, nasty cycle. I don't know what to say. And I just spoke with a client the other day who has stopped all caffeine. And she is amazed at how much better she feels. And I will tell you, because I have friends who feel like they can't get through the day, and I certainly have clients, can't get through the day without that cup of coffee. And they're like leaning on the coffee all day long just to kind of feel this energy. And, you know, if you stop the coffee, you will have the energy. You don't, you know, but it's going to take a minute because your body's reliant. It's a drug. And the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders that, you know, we therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists use to diagnose people, you know, with everything from drug addiction to bipolar disorder to depression to whatever, caffeine is a drug that's listed in there. It's one of the drugs that you can become addicted to. And so I'm not saying that everyone who drinks coffee is addicted, but I am saying that if you find yourself needing it all day to get yourself going, I mean, a cup in the morning, great, have yourself a party of regular coffee. But if you're having espressos, double chata lattes, and if you're having coffee, you know, 3 cups, 4 cups a day, I really do want you to sort of take a minute and step back. And or if you're using sugar, in the middle of the day, you know, heavy carbs, that kind of stuff to keep yourself moving. So all of this is going to affect your sleep at night. Sorry, I went on too long on that. Reason number four, not to set your snooze, is that, and this is mine, and this is, I think, maybe even the most important, this is your first commitment of the day, and you're not keeping it. This is your word to yourself. You're starting your day, and worse, you're starting your day with a thought, it's not enough. That's what you're starting your day with. What a horrible thing. I didn't get enough sleep. I didn't get enough. You're already thinking about when you want to go to bed tonight as you're getting up. You don't want to start your day This is your first thought, sweetie. Come on. So from a psychological and a physiological perspective, get your ass out of bed as soon as you hear that alarm. And I guarantee you, yes, I said it. I guarantee you that you're going to feel better, more alert, and never want to hit the snooze again if you do this for a couple weeks. Just, it doesn't even take that long. A couple weeks straight, you'll see. 3 weeks kind of at the outside. You're going to see a change. You're going to be amazed. And it really is going to change your life. But again, this piece of really keeping your commitment to yourself, what's the next commitment you're not going to take if you're not taking this one? So, okay. I know. I got off on a rant there, but there you go. So when I talk about this trinity and I talk about getting ahead of the momentum in the morning, what you're doing is you're making yourself a priority every single day. And most importantly, you are paying attention to your emotions. Your emotions are the most important thing in your life. You should pay more attention to your emotions than anything else, because we all know that your emotions are how you experience your day. It's how you interact with people. It's going to result in how conversations go. Hey, if I'm impatient in a bad mood, conversations aren't going as well. Pay attention. You're missing opportunities. You're screwing things up you don't need to screw up. You're needlessly worrying about things you didn't have to worry about anyway. I mean, it goes on and on, right? You know what I'm saying. You're listening to this because you know. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But I really want you to start thinking, wow, my emotions are the most important thing of the day and they matter. And I really have to safeguard them. I have to pay attention to them. And people pay attention to their bodies all the time. They'll get really physically fit and then not pay attention to their emotions. It's like, come on, people. Mental health. It's called mental health for a reason. So making yourself a priority every single day, you come first. It can be just a few minutes, I promise. I know I talk about, an hour power and longer periods of time. I am not talking about that right now at all. I am talking about you setting yourself up to start the day in a positive frame. If you laid in bed and hit the snooze 40 times and smoked some cigarettes in bed and ate some donuts, would you expect to have a great day? Would you think, oh, day's really going to go great from here? No. So start your day better. And setting up a morning ritual that puts you first is the most critical part of your day as far as I'm concerned. And it is the number one way to stay ahead of this negative momentum that can easily take over without you realizing it. So this is the best way to start with positive momentum in your day. And I have this little three-step process I want you to do for this leg of the trinity, for the staying ahead of the momentum in a, getting it started in a positive zone. So step one is when you turn off the alarm or when you wake naturally, because some people wake naturally, take a moment in bed to bring yourself to the present, to being in bed. And so I always take just a moment because those covers, they're nice. I got the nice sheets and I'm snuggled in there. It feels good, right? So take a moment. This could be that you're happy just to wake up. You're thinking, hey, lots of people don't wake up. I'm waking up. That's good. And you have a fresh day in front of you. All of your momentum, a negative momentum subsided, went away when you slept. So this is you. This is you at your best, most brightest point. And again, if you have a feeling of dread or anything else, doesn't matter. Immediately focus, immediately. Maybe how snuggly your bed feels. Maybe there's a picture across the room of you and your partner on your wedding day or something. I don't know. And you're looking at it. Or maybe there's beautiful, I have really artwork that I love in my bedroom. Look at that. Just see it for a moment. Take it in. Maybe you have some trinket on a shelf that you got on vacation. There's something pleasing somewhere. Okay. Something, don't look at your cigarettes and think those are pleasing, but you know where I'm going here, right? So something pleasing, whatever that is, and just be with it for a moment. I just focus on it for a moment, like, oh yeah, it's really nice. That's it. Now you're going to take one deep breath. And as you breathe in, you're going to consciously think, I am breathing in a bright, beautiful day with a fresh start. You're like, it feels so good. And you need to use your own language for this, but you get where I'm going here, right? So you're going to breathe in. As you're breathing in, you're breathing in this bright, beautiful day with a fresh start. And as you exhale, I want you to consciously think, I'm breathing out this gratitude and appreciation for my life or for this morning or for my pillow. Whatever rings true. Remember, it always has to ring true. Don't lie. But whatever that is that you can feel grateful for in that moment. And again, make the sentences your own, but you get the idea. Then, so you're going to do that. You're in bed. You're doing this for a moment. And for some of you, if it's your first time not hitting the snooze, you might want to sit up in bed while you do this, that first step, so that you don't fall back asleep, however you want to do it. And I give a big stretch, like I purposely stretch my muscles really slowly because I've been, you know, laying there all night. I don't want to pull anything. And, you know, sort of have these thoughts as I do that. Feels really good. Step two is you're going to sit up and plant your feet on the floor. And you're going to set an intention for how you'd like the next kind of little section of your morning to be. And we're going to talk about more about this kind of setting intention all day in a future podcast. But for now, just next little section of your morning, how do you want it to be? And take one or two breaths and just focus on whatever good thing you want to feel. This could be, I'm relaxed and happy. My intention is that today's going to be a great day. My intention is I'm going to feel energy. I'm going to feel energized. I'm going to be really patient today and really listen well. Whatever you want. And just think that for a moment. I am energized. I'm capable of taking on a new day. It could just be, wow, my momentum, I can make it anything I want right now. And I'm going to make this a positive momentum day. Sometimes I've had clients who write down the night before some of their intentions because in the morning they're feeling a little groggy and it's nice to have something to already zero in on. However you want to do it, I'm down, but just set that intention. Remember, we're setting your reticular activating system to pay attention to this. I talk about RAS in other broadcasts. I'm not going to go into it now, but you're using your brain's makeup, its chemistry to kind of like steer your boat. It's sort of like you're putting in the directions into a guidance system in like a car or something. You're letting it know where it's going. So, and it just starts giving you directions all day and letting you know if you're off course. This is what setting intention is like. It's like you're saying what the eventual destination is going to be, and your brain will help you pay attention to it. It's beautiful. So that's it. So one is you're in bed. I'm stretching. This is a great day. I take that breath. I find something pleasing around me and I take it in, whatever it is, just for a moment. I breathe in this beautiful fresh start. I breathe out my gratitude, my appreciation for whatever it is or the day is or whatever. And step two, I got my feet on the floor and I'm setting intention for how I want to be moving out of bed. Okay. See it? This is all taking about a minute. I just want to say, you've got a minute, damn it. You have it. I don't want to hear from you that you don't have this for yourself. I mean, my Lord. So step three, now what I want you to do is, and I want you can do step three if you want after you shower. You can do it during your shower. You can do it however you want in here. You can do it right this minute, but I want it first thing, like before you really, I don't want you to touch your phone or anything else before you do this. And what it is, and this is where my gift comes in. Eventually, this is 5 minutes for you to focus on yourself. Just 5 minutes to be still, to be calm, to really prime your brain for the day. You're priming it. You're priming the pump. And you got 5 minutes, so give me a break, okay? So the 1 minute in bed, the 3 to 5 minutes, you know, eventually if you want, you could listen to a guided visualization or a meditation if you want. I'm going to give you something better right now, but I'm just saying if you get sick of the little gift I'm going to give you at some point, you could try something else. You could, you know, there's Insight Timer. That's one I usually use. There's the Calm app. There's Headspace. There's a million of them these days, my Lord. So I keep saying, my Lord, why is that? My Lord, I'm feeling very close to God right now, I guess. So whatever that is, you can do later. But for now, really what I want you to do this week is I want you to go and download this free gift I have for you, which is basically, it's a good morning meditation. I use the term meditation a little loosely. It's sort of me, it's something for you. Meditation is anything that you focus on. And so it's guided. It's me talking to you. So you can, you know, I'd like you to sit with your eyes closed and listen to it, you know, and just really take it in and just breathe. But it's me chatting to you and telling you about what a great day you're going to have. So that's basically what it is. But it's a sort of good morning meditation. I think it's 3 minutes. I think that's what it is. It's very short. It's less than five for sure. So all together with what I'm giving you, you're going to be spending 5 minutes. If you can't make 5 minutes of yourself a priority, then something is really, really wrong, right? So you're just going to do it. If you want to do something, if you want to be different, if you want to feel different, you have to do something different. You can't, you know, if you keep doing what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always got. So somewhere in your brain, you have to say, I'm going to get out of my friggin' bed. I'm not going to set the snooze anymore. I'm not going to hit snooze anymore. And I'm going to get up and I'm going to do 5 minutes, 5 minutes. And then I'm going to go through my day. That's what you're going to do. And that's what I want. So, and you're going to listen to this. And then next week, I'm going to have the next piece. And you're going to do this for a week. So it really integrates. You really get this momentum idea. You're going to see the changes. I know you are. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel good. You really are. You're going to notice it. Are you going to notice it all day long? Maybe not, probably not. Some of you will. A lot of you won't. And that's okay, because we're starting something. And so even if you just had a great hour in your morning, wouldn't that be nice? Or a great 10 minute, I don't care. We're building here and we absolutely will build from it. I have without a doubt have people do this and they say it affects their whole day. Without a doubt. I've had multiple clients tell me that. So, and listeners. So it'll be whatever it is for you, but we're going to find out. And I can't wait to hear about it, by the way. Now, I want to give you just a few notes before we sign off for today. Do not check your phone at all before this morning routine. So if you've downloaded the, this onto your phone and now you have to listen on your phone to me talking, that could be a problem. But you need to be conscious about it. There might be 10 texts there. There might be notifications from Facebook there. I would really tell you, number one, to turn off those things anyway, to turn off the notifications. I don't have any notifications that come to my phone from any social media. You can just go check it once or twice a day. You'll know. Don't have social media on your phone, or don't have it on the front page so you don't see anything. But there's going to be emails and stuff. You have to ignore them. That, or you got to figure out another way that you can listen to this. And if it's in your library and you have Alexa at home, you can ask her to play it. So you can do it that way and Alexa can play it in the background, and that way you don't have to touch your phone. But I do not want you checking your phone before you're done with this morning routine. And again, if you use the alarm on your phone to wake up, I'd like you to try instead to get a real alarm clock so that you can unhook from your phone for a little bit each morning while you focus on yourself. It's really important. And make sure you find a private place where you won't be interrupted for, 5 minutes. You have to do that too. I meditated in the bathroom for years when my kids were really little because it was the only place I was guaranteed some uninterrupted private time. So I used it. And let others know you're doing this morning routine and that it's sacred and you're not to be interrupted for any reason. Also, when you let other people know, they can help hold you accountable. This is a great thing to do with a friend, to say to someone you love who's also maybe struggling, like, hey, I want to do this thing. Will you do it too? And we can check in every day. We can text each other that we've done it. Any way that you can be accountable is what you want. So now throughout the day, whenever you notice yourself having a negative thought, you might just notice a negative feeling, like a subtle anxiety. Sometimes it's interesting. I don't think I'm having negative thoughts. And then I realize I'm feeling a little bit anxious. I'm just feeling a little anxious. So there's something going on. Why am I feeling anxious? It might be, or sometimes I notice that I'm being impatient. Well, there's something going on. Why am I impatient? There's some negative thought going on because we feel the way we think. So what is that? There's something in my world that's disturbing me. There's a disturbance in the force. And so although I can't identify the thought around it, I can certainly identify the feeling. And this is just as important. So you might feel just frustration, resentment. You might be, snapping at people. There could be sadness, a lot of boredom. Any of these things, you want to take a breath when you notice that feeling. If you notice the thought, that's great too. If you were thinking, oh, I think someone doesn't like me and that person didn't smile and this, if you're noticing that, great. Either way. And, just breathe, let it out. And this is how you don't want to feel, right? So identify that feeling, whatever it is. If you're noticing a thought, notice what feeling is attached to that. So I'm having this thought that these people are talking about me. That's making me feel self-conscious, rejected, It's making me feel angry. It's making me feel vengeful, whatever. And so just notice the thought, notice what the feeling, sorry. And then I want you to decide what you do want to feel in that moment. So, okay, I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling resentful. What do I want to feel? I want to feel free. I want to feel loving. I want to feel open. I want to feel calm. I want to feel enthusiastic. Maybe you're noticing that you're just so enervated. You have no energy. I want to feel energized. I want to feel eager. Whatever it is, notice what you do want to feel and then set that as your new intention. Set it as an intention right there. Okay, my intention is to walk into everything the rest of this day with eagerness and expecting good things. My intention is to be patient. My intention is to be loving and open with everyone I meet today. Whatever. Just the opposite of how you're feeling. Identify the feeling. Identify what the opposite is. What you do want. This might not be the opposite, but what you do want to feel, and then set that as an intention. That's it. This is it. So you're going to stay with me these next few weeks while I tackle all the ways to say goodbye to negative thinking. And next week, we're going to discuss the next part of the goodbye negative thinking trinity, because you're going to get this one all in there this week. You're going to practice this. You're going to get good at this. You're going to see what's missing, what's not. I would love for you to email me about any, you know, what's working, what's wonderful about this, or what you're struggling with, abby@abbymedcalf.com. I'd love to hear, because, you know, I'll address it in a future broadcast and, you know, kind of help you address the problem. I'm happy to do that. And real soon, before the holidays, that's my goal, before the holidays and being with family and all the things that are about to happen and having holidays be so different this year with what's going on in our world, that I want you in this place that's so entrenched in good feeling and expecting good things by the time 2021 comes around that it's just a no-brainer for you. So that's it. I'm so happy you were here. You made it to the end. Woo! Remember to come over to abbymedcalf.com/podcast. This is episode 112. So just /112. And you can download the free gift, the Good Morning Meditation. You can, you know, get the show notes and any links you want. As always, there's a corresponding blog post to this podcast, so you can look at that. The website's a great place for all things Abby. And that's it. Have an amazing week. Get ahead of that momentum, and I'm going to talk to you real soon. Thank you for listening to the Relationships Made Easy podcast with wonderful me, Dr. Abby Medcalf. I've got two quick things to say. Just give me one more minute. First, I love spending this time with you, and I work hard to make sure every single episode is going to help you move from any feelings of frustration or resentment or anxiety to that connected, hopeful, confident. That's always my goal. So if you have any ideas for a future episode or just want to say hi, let me know what the podcast is doing for you. Anything, you can email me at abby@abbymedcalf.com. How simple is that? And the second thing I want to say is if you like the podcast, you're going to go crazy, crazy for my book. My book is really good. I'm really proud of it. You can find it on Amazon or on my website under the shop section on my website at abbymedcalf.com. It's called Be Happily Married, Even If Your Partner Won't Do a Thing. And even if your partner will do a thing, the book will still really help you. So that's it. Thanks again for listening. Talk to you soon.